thank God every day for the cross, August 21, the cross and the law. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them? For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Hosea 14:9. The cross speaks to the hosts of heaven, to worlds unfallen, and to the fallen world, the value which God has placed upon men, and of his great love wherewith he has loved us. It testifies to the world, to angels, and to men, the immutability of the divine law. The death of Christ was to be the convincing, everlasting argument that the law of God is unchangeable as his throne. The fact that his own Son, the surety for man, was not spared is an argument that will stand all eternity before saint and sinner, before the universe of God, to testify that he will not excuse the transgressor of his law. Every offense against God's law, however minute, is set down in the reckoning, and when the sword of justice is taken in hand, it will do the work for impenitent transgressors that was done to the divine sufferer. Through the imputed righteousness of Christ, the sinner may feel that he is pardoned and may know that the law no more condemns him because he is in harmony with all its precepts. It is his privilege to count himself innocent when he reads and thinks of the retribution that will fall upon the unbelieving and sinful. By faith, he lays hold of the righteousness of Christ. Knowing himself to be a sinner, a transgressor of the holy law of God, he looks to the perfect obedience of Christ, to his death upon Calvary for the sins of the world, and he has the assurance that he is justified by faith in the merit and sacrifice of Christ. He realized that the law was obeyed in his behalf by the Son of God, and that the penalty of transgression cannot fall upon the believing sinner. The active obedience of Christ clothes the believing sinner with the righteousness that meets the demands of the law.